British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation on Thursday. A series of political scandals led to Johnson losing the support of numerous government ministers and members of his Conservative Party. Johnson said he will remain in office until his replacement is found, but his resignation as leader of the Conservative Party is immediate. Today I have appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place, Johnson said. I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. Johnson added, I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world, but them's the breaks. The 58-year-old Johnson came to power almost 3 years ago. At the time, he promised voters he would effectively guide Britain through its withdrawal from the European Union, a process known as Brexit. Britain voted to leave the EU in a special election in 2016. The Conservative Party will now have to elect a new leader in a process that could take weeks or months. Among the possible candidates to succeed him are former Health Secretary Sajid Javid, former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, and Defense Secretary Ben Wallace. In recent days, about 50 cabinet secretaries, ministers, and lower-level officials resigned from their positions. Some spoke out in public about the Prime Minister's lack of integrity. Johnson had remained in power as he defended himself against a series of political accusations. He had been accused of being too close to party donors and of protecting supporters from bullying and corruption complaints. He also faced accusations that he misled Parliament about government office parties that violated COVID-19 restrictions. Most recently, it became public that Johnson knew about reports of sexual wrongdoing by a Conservative lawmaker before he appointed him to a high position in government. After the latest scandal, Johnson held on to power for days. He told lawmakers on Wednesday that he had a mandate from voters and planned to get on with the business of governing. But he was forced to accept defeat Thursday morning after one of his closest allies, newly appointed Treasury Chief Nadeem Zahawi, publicly told him to resign for the good of the country. I'm Brian Lynn.